I mean, even at the end. Did I put that in correctly?
Okay, this is where I think I was. So we're going through here. We had just, the last thing I looked at was this, where I said year goal greater than 50 in either of these two things. Okay? So, assuming that I can actually write. Yay. Okay, so this is basically saying, is year goal greater than 50? And, okay, either of these two things. So I say, and either state equals Rhode Island, and if it is, I can display. If state isn't equal to Rhode Island, then I have another shot. And my other shot is the contact equal to Amy Costa. Okay? And if it is, I can display. And if I get a no to that question, I'm done. I'm not going to display. I close up my decisions, the bottom one first, and then I move back and close up decisions. But the logic here is basically, I'm saying, if the year goal is greater than 50, continue on. If year goal isn't greater than 50, I'm out of here, because that's a requirement. Okay, so I'm looking at this one over here. This is this one. So I'm saying year goal has to be greater than 50, and if it is, either of the other two things have to be true. My choice, the data's, whatever the data says.
The select command is to query, right? Select.
The select is the start of it.
Yeah.
And the select does a query, and the select says, show these fields. Okay, so it is listing the fields it wants to see. Okay. If I want to see them all, I can put an asterisk. From, and I have to tell what table I want it to look at. Where is my condition? It's where I say, this is the condition under which I want to see those fields up at the top. And my condition here is I want a year goal greater than 50. And as I said Tuesday, the parenthesis can almost be read usually as an either. So I'm saying, and either state equals Rhode Island or contact equals Amy Costa. Okay. Now, if I had written it without the parenthesis, then I have a different result. Okay.
And these two both had the parenthesis. One had 50, one has 100, so that I could get more data. Essentially, I had done it originally, apparently, with the 100, and then I only got one record. So I said, okay, if I drop that number, I'm going to get more than one record. So I just changed my criteria so that I would get more than one record. Yeah.
I let you know he took your picture, though.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. Okay. So I think up above I had it this way.
Okay, so if I have it this way, it means group these two
technology is a wonderful thing.
Smart board.
Yeah, not so. Not so smart.
No.
Okay, so click here to restore ink. That's gone away. Now I should be able to pick it up and write it. Okay, so these two are grouped. And maybe I shouldn't use the word grouped, because grouped has a significant meaning in Oracle, but it means that put together here. And this one stands alone. Now, being a basically lazy person, if I see this, I look at it and say, okay, I'm going to ask the standalone question first. So it doesn't matter what question I ask. So I'm going to say, is the contact equal to Amy? If it is, display. If it's not, then I have to have that group. So I have to say, your goal greater than 100 and state equal to Rhode Island. And if those are both true, then I display. If either of those is not true, I'm done. And I don't have a straight line there, so I'll kind of curve around. Okay, which is not what I'm supposed to do, but that works. Okay, so in this case, I asked that one first because it stands alone, and I have to do less drawing. If I don't ask it first, then I am stuck with looking at the logic this way and saying, okay, is your goal greater than 100? If it is state equal to Rhode Island? If it is, I display. Now what about the no to this? What have I got to ask?
That's going to be the or to Amy Foster, isn't it?
That's right. So I'm going to ask, contact equal to Amy, and I'm not writing Costa just because. Now, what do I put on the no to that one?
Oh, that goes straight down.
Nope.
No, it has to have your goal greater than 100, so no, it doesn't work. It won't happen. It won't display, right?
Wrong.
Brains.
Okay. This is saying your goal greater than 100 and state equal to Rhode Island, or just contact equal to Amy Costa.
Oh, whoops. State has to be Rhode Island.
Yeah. I've already got that. Your goal greater than 100 and state equals Rhode Island, display.
Oh, contact you up. Amy Costa. Because it has to be, it's either this or that. Yeah.
That's right.
Duh.
So I got to ask Amy Costa both places. Because if I get a no to either part of this, then I still have Amy Costa as a possibility. If I get, because it's these two or just that. So if either one of those fails, I can still ask about Amy Costa. Okay, now that's why I put it first, because when I put it first, I only have to ask it once. But if I put it second, I gotta ask it twice.
I
closing these up is the most difficult part of the whole thing.
And just for review, it's and it'll go through the and process first and then the or, right?
Yeah.
Because and comes
first. And gets resolved before or. Unless you put in parentheses. Okay, so in this case, and gets resolved before or. I mean, actually, in all cases, and gets resolved before or, unless you use parentheses. Unless parentheses changes it. Okay, so down here, the parentheses changes it. Because now I read, do the parentheses first. And so then I have vehicle greater than 100 and either of these. Either one or the other. So the parentheses changes the order. But and gets resolved before ors unless you have the parentheses. Okay. Questions on this? Okay. One of the assignments I've given you for this week is to go in and just, I think it's that one. Yeah, I called it a quiz. Whatever. So this one says, do a query that tests for condition A and condition B. And show me the results. So pick any two conditions you want, one and the other. Then the next one says, condition A or condition B or condition C. Any of the above. And the next one says, A and B or C and D. So if I write that out, think about that. A. I would love to know why it periodically decides that these are the things that it's going to do.
Yeah.
Click here to restore. That's gone. Okay. A.
Inventor made it to irritate people.
I have no idea why that is doing that. Okay, it's gone. Click here to restore ink is almost going to be gone. That's gone. I ought to be able to write on here without any problem. Okay? You might have thought this was a course in Oracle. It's a course in SMAP, boy. Okay, and we're all flunking. A. And B or C and D. Okay. So in that case, what's going to happen? Ands get resolved before ors. So that one actually works beautifully because the A and B will get resolved, the C and D will get resolved, and then it will say either one of those combinations. Now, if you wanted to throw parentheses in, that wouldn't do any harm. If you wanted to put parentheses around the A and B and around the C and D, that wouldn't do any harm, but they're not really needed there. Okay. So the next one is A and B or C. That's what we basically just looked at. A and B or C. Okay? So I said the A and B are true or C is true. Okay? And that's what we just looked at. Is this one going to need parentheses?
Wanted to do A and B first.
Yeah.
I would say
I mean
B,
you do it for safety
B,
measures,
B,
I guess.
And then C.
That's right. So that's fine. A and B or C. But then if I say A on the fifth one, A or B, let's see. I gotta read it. A being true or B and C both being true? Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. A and B. Okay.
Five. A being true.
I'm reading. Keep going back and reading four.
Oh.
Okay. A being true or condition B and C both being true, and then A being true and condition B or C, either one. So this is really three of A being true or B and C. So it's going to be A
or
B and C. So this one is A or B and C. And those get combined, so it's either one. The last one is A being true and either B or C. And this is where, what do you need? A being true and either B or C. That's where you need the parentheses. Okay, so you need parentheses in here.
So would these queries be done in SQL?
In SQL, yeah. I want you to take a database. You've done a database for the first assignment, or you're in the process of doing a database for the first assignment. You can use that database to ask these questions. Just pick any questions, but that database has 6 or 7 fields, so you can ask the questions. Okay, so I don't care what your conditions are. And actually, I don't think anybody reading that at home is going to find, they're probably going to find that more confusing than helpful. So I think I may just make that go away. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you're selecting B and C in that last one, that either B or C, so you select it, and either A or A and or B.
Wait, sorry, I can't. My brain's all flattered.
A and parentheses B or C. So you're selecting B or C.
That's right. So you want A, and then you don't care whether it's B or C, but
yeah.
It's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's A, and when you see the word either, and I don't always use the word either, but if you see the word either, you're pretty much sure that it's probably going to be the parenthesis. Okay. So we're back into SQL conditions. Okay, and then this one is where not contact equals. And notice where the not is. Where not contact equals Henry Costa. Okay, it's not where contact not equal, it's where not contact equal. So I'm saying this is the condition is contact equal Amy Costa. I want everybody that doesn't meet that condition. So not that condition. Okay, so if I say contact equals Amy Costa, I'll just see Amy Costa here. If I say not that condition, then I won't see Amy Costa. I don't want anyone who is Amy Costa. Okay, so not that condition. And man, do I avoid the next one. Okay. I do not like thinking in double negatives and all that good stuff. So not contact equal Amy Costa and not Rhode Island is something that I try very hard to write the positives of things and not the negatives of things. Okay, another example of the use of the not is in this compound. In this case, I want all donors who do not have Amy Costa as their contact and do not live in the state of Rhode Island.
That second one looks a lot cleaner.
Huh?
The second one looks a lot cleaner than the first.
Yeah.
It's easier on the eyes.
But they give me different things. Because this one says not gets resolved first. Okay? So this means that neither Amy Coster nor Rhode Island can appear in the row. I can't have Amy Coster and I can't have Rhode Island. Okay? So that means I can't have Rhode Island here and I can't have Amy Coster over here. On this one, I'm saying not, and when I put it in parentheses, I'm saying not this combination. So I'm saying I can't have anyone that is the combination of Amy Coster and Rhode Island. Okay, so I can't have anyone that is the combination. Yeah.
But if you wanted to do the one from above, I guess, would you put an or instead of an and where contact equals Amy Coster or state equals Rhode Island? Would that work out?
I'd avoid that. but anyway, where not contact Amy Coster or...
Yeah, just see if it would work.
Or not Rhode Island. That's not going to get me the same thing, no.
No? Okay.
I'm trying to think of a way to phrase it. Because you're going to ask the question, is it Amy Coster? So the not Amy Costas take a no. Mm-hmm. Okay, and those are not going to display. And so if it is Amy Coster and I can see Amy Coster in Rhode Island. Okay. I'm seeing if I did it down below. No, here I've got not Amy Coster and Mass. I really, really suggest that you try to think of ways to ask things not double negatives. They're very interesting resolutions that they do. Okay, this one is between. So I'm asking for something between. So the between is another clause that I have. And it works nicely if you've got a range of something you want to do. Like, I want between two dates. Now, whenever you do this, you have to look for whether it is inclusive or exclusive. So, in some languages, this first thing and the last thing will be included in there. In others, it means after that first thing and before the last thing. So they're exclusive. So these are not included in there. Okay, so where date first between those and in, it is inclusive. Because notice that July 3rd pops up in there. And that's the way I always test it to find out if it's inclusive or not, is if one of those numbers shows up there, which that one does, then that means it's inclusive. If when I did this, I didn't see that top line, that means it's exclusive. It's doing everything up to July 3rd. So July 2nd would show up, but July 3rd won't. So inclusive includes those dates, exclusive excludes them.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't July be after April? Why is it on top?
Just the order that they went through the records. I didn't order them. If I wanted the records in order, I would say order by date. Order by date first or whatever it is. Date first. I'm not saying it's going in the records and checking each record individually. Mm-hmm. And this happened to be the order that it checked them in.
Oh, I just figured because it says date first, it would start with...
No, date first is just the name of what I call the field.
Oh, okay.
Date first is actually this is a donor table, and it's the date they gave the first donation. okay? So I want everybody who gave their first donation between January and July of those dates. And so those dates are the ones that meet that criteria. And the order, if you care about order of records, then you have to put the order clause in. Order by, and then it will give the date, they will give you the records in order. If you don't give the order by clause, it is going to just do it in whatever order it's working with.
Is there like a default order?
The default order is probably the order that you put the records in.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes you get interesting results, and that kind of indicates that, in fact, if they had just done a sort or just done something else, sometimes you're seeing that the way that in that order.
So in these particular cases, they're entered in that way?
Probably. That's probably the reason. As I said, I'm not willing to commit to that because essentially Oracle controls what it's doing inside. And it has indexes that it uses. It has a lot of stuff. So I'm not willing to commit to that because it doesn't always work. But usually it's in the order that they will put in. You know, the order that they're stored in the database. Then you have the in clause down there. And the in clause lets you basically say, I want your goal of 50, 100, or 500, so I want it in this selection. Okay, I want it in this group. So anything with 50, 100, or 500 is showing up. Anything with different numbers is not showing up. And so I can put a bunch of things in there. And it can be numeric, or it can be string or text. Okay? Okay, the next one is like. Okay, so if I want to, I don't know how the thing is spelled or something like that, I can say like. And what I've got here is like John, and then the percent sign that comes after it means I don't care what comes after John. I want it to be start with John, and I don't care what comes after John. Okay, it can be any number of characters after John. So the percent sign means any number of characters. So I'm saying I want it to be like John. If I wanted to just have John somewhere in here, I could put the percentage at the beginning and at the end, and then it would mean John is somewhere in there, okay? I don't want to care how many characters come before John. I don't care how many characters come after John, but I care that John is there. Down here, I've got an underscore. That means I don't care what the first character is. An underscore is just one character. So that's saying I don't care what the first character is, but the second character has to be an A, and then I don't care what comes after the A. And I don't care how many characters come after the A. So I've said underscore, which stands for one character, so I don't care what the first character is. The second character has to be an A, and the rest of them, I don't care what they are or how many there are. Yeah.
What about, I was seeing the escape clause. What does that do? The backslash?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember. You're reading the line up above that I forgot to look at. In the example where name like, okay, don't care how many characters, S means that the name field for the SDE can be letters before the S and after the DE.
Yeah.
So I want S.
That's
I'm trying to understand what I wrote here.
Yeah.
Means that you're looking in the name field for the string SDE. And you're right. I don't know what that slash is or why it's there. And I think, oh, the slash means you're looking in the... That makes no sense to me.
I was trying to figure it out, and I was just like, I'll ask.
Because if I'm looking for in the name field for the string SDE, there can be letters before the S and after the DE, I would write that as percent S DE percent, because that means characters before the S, and the S has to have something, and then the DE.
Mm.
And that's the way I would write it. But
No, I was just curious. I saw
To be honest, I forgot about that. When I was going over my notes, I just didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it is. I will try to remember to look at that. Send me an email if you don't.
Okay,
and I will try to remember why you need to have that. Because that would mean S. I'm thinking maybe that it doesn't like the underscore embedded. It wants that to be a particular character, and the slash underscore allows you to have it and is what they need to say that can be any character. Because underscore stands for one character. But possibly because you can have anything before. In my example, I showed the slash as a particular character.
Mm-hmm.
This would not have it as a particular character, so maybe I need the slash in front of that to tell it that.
Yeah.
You can tell exactly how often I do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm not going to take a picture of that since it could be wrong.
Don't worry about it.
Well, no, I'm kind of curious now. At one point, I obviously understood it since I put it in the notes, but I don't understand it now. Okay? And I obviously did not like my explanation since it didn't explain anything to me. So I will go and try to find that out. That's the wonderful thing about the internet.
Yep.
Okay? Okay, so we've done the create. Working with SQL, I'm going to come back to. I usually skip that and come back after we've done a little bit more. So I'm going on to more of maintaining and SQL functions. The maintaining one is one I definitely want to get to. And that basically tells you how you can change the data. These are called the data manipulation language, DML. In SQL Plus for Oracle contains commands that allow you to manipulate the database. And there's two levels of commands. One that allow you to alter the structure of the table. And I don't think we're hitting those today, but it's the alter command if anybody wants to look it up. And the other one is how to impact the data. These are how to change the data. If you want to change the structure of the table, you have to use the alter command. Okay, so I have the ability to change the structure of my table, and I have the ability to change the data. And these are the ones to change the data. So insert we've already done, because obviously to put data into a table, we had to do insert. Update lets you change something that already exists, and delete lets you get rid of something. Okay, so there's the insert, and we've already done that. Here is the update. The update says, okay, update the table call maintain. Set the price equal to 15, where ID number equals 234. And that is absolutely critical, that you have the where clause. because if I left out the where clause in this, then I would update everything. And everything in my store would now sell for $15. Okay?
Yeah.
So, not a good plan. Okay? So, what I need to do is always, I double check and triple check on an update. Because if you don't have a where clause that gets specific there, you're going to update it wrong. And I meant to talk about that insert, and I skipped down to the update, so I'm going back for a second. That insert is, okay, your regular insert has nothing after the table name. Okay, it just says insert into maintain values, da 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 da. If you know that you only want to put in data into certain fields, you can say insert into maintain parentheses the fields you want to insert into. So this is another way to get null.
That was going to lead me to my question. When I was doing table where you asked me to put null, I had sent you an email saying it wasn't letting me.
And I sent you
null.
An email back and told you I could.
But I did get the blank space by using two single quotes.
Okay.
But if I could go back in to that specific row, could I update it?
Yes.
And put null in
yeah.
the values then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you go in and you say, in this case, there are five fields, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only want to put something into three of those fields. I don't want to put anything into price, and I don't want to put anything into purchased. So that's going to leave those fields as null. And so I'm saying insert into, and I want to put something into ID, item name, department. And the values I want to put in are the 234 into ID, dump truck into name, and TY into department. Okay, so that's the other way to get null into a field, is just not list it for that particular insert, and then nothing will go into that field. And if nothing goes into that field, then it's a null field. Okay. So that's an alternative way of doing it. Okay, with the update, you can update multiple fields. In this case, where I said set the price and purchased, so I can update multiple fields. So I can say, okay, now I want to add the price and I want to add the purchase date, and I've now added them in for the dump truck. So I can update that record and put in other fields into it. And if I wanted to, I could update and change an existing. So if I have an existing, like up above, an existing price, I can change it. Okay, so the first thing I did was change the price from $15 to $15.95. Okay. And then the date to 15 November. And again, when you're doing date, you can put in the four characters if you want to, of the year. You can put in the four characters of the year or the two characters. Okay, and then the delete command let you delete a field. So delete from maintain, where ID equals a certain ID, and it then deletes that record.
So would it delete the whole row where the ID number is that particular number?
Yeah, because see, up here I added a record for 235. There's the record for 235. I said delete 235 and it's gone.
Oh, I see.
The row is gone.
So what if I want to like delete item name, whatever, but delete just
whatever. No. Delete, if you want to delete fields, you use update.
Okay.
And you set that field
to
null.
Delete
is to take out a whole record. It's not to delete fields.
So when you start with like the first column, it'll go from there?
No, you just say the delete, and you use something in the where clause that makes it unique if you want to get a unique record. If I had wanted to delete everything that had a department of TY, I could say where department equals TY, and I'd have lost two records, because there were two records with department equals a TY. So I can go in and say delete everything that has a state of Massachusetts if I decide I'm not servicing Massachusetts anymore, and get rid of all of the records in Massachusetts. Or I can go in and say I want to delete just a specific ID. Now, we'll get to primary keys in a bit, but essentially an ID number should be unique. Okay, no two records should ever have the same ID number. And that will become the primary key when we start using primary keys. And so, for now, it's just a good practice not to make the ID anything, any duplicates of ID. And so, if the ID number is unique and I want to delete a specific record, I can go in for the ID number. Okay, and that deletes a specific record. And I started the alter down here, but we're going to look at a lot more about the alter as we go along. But if I want to add a field, okay, so we're going to come back to alter and really look at a little bit more about how you can use alter. But alter table maintain, add a field called cost, number 6, 2, and it now has added that field. So I've now got a new field. And nobody has a cost. Okay, and then I said, okay, I want to give them a cost, and so I said, what I'm going to do is say, update maintain set the cost equal to 90% of the price. Okay, just because I wanted to do everything, so I've got this deal where I mark everything up by 10%, not reality, but there we go. So I made the cost equal to 90% of the price. So the alter, as I said, we'll look at a few more examples of it. Or actually, I think I may ask you to look at a few more in the assignment. But anyway, add adds a field, and modify goes in, and I can change the length. So I decided that item name of 10 characters wasn't big enough. So I went in and said, alter the table maintain, modify item name, and make it 12 characters. So now item name is 12 characters. And if I go down and look at that, I will see it there as 12. Okay. The next thing is functions. And this is boring as anything. So just, I'll wake you when it's over. There are a lot of functions. And they just all essentially do what they say they do. We've already looked at the upper and lower function. Okay. Okay, if I want to play with something and I don't have a table particularly that I want to play with, I can use this thing called Goo. So what I did was I said, I want to, one of the functions is initial cap. Take this and make it have an initial cap. And so I said, select initial cap, and I put what I wanted to act on in parentheses, which was dog. And I didn't have a table that was relevant to this, so I just said from dual, and it did what I asked it to, and it made dog have a capital D. Okay? So dual is kind of this dummy table. And you can see when I do a DES of dual, it comes up with this character, one character field in it called dummy. Okay? So basically, it's there for you to experiment. You have to have a from clause on the select. If you want to test something and try it out and you don't want to test it with a real table, you can use a literal like I did here, select the initial capital of dog and see how how it acts. If you did it on a real table, and the real table had 1,000 records in it, you'd see uppercase dog 1,000 times, okay? Dual gets it once. So if you want to experiment with something, dual or sysdual is the other name for it. It's just kind of a good way to go quick when you want to test something. It's for testing. That's what it's there for, is for testing. Okay. And I did upper and lower. Okay, and we already talked about upper and lower. And I can trim something so that I can trim off spaces to the right and trim off spaces to the left and do that kind of thing. I can pad something with an asterisk or with anything I want, but you see that lots of times with money, that you don't want them to alter the dollar value, so they put leading asterisks in so that you can't alter the dollar value. We've looked at concatenate with the double pipe. You can also concatenate two things with a function. So I can concatenate dog with cat and city with state. Okay. Now again, this time I used fields on a table and I used a table. But notice the concat of dog and cat shows up for every single one of them. So that's why I said dual is sometimes nice when I want to experiment and I don't want to see it forever. Okay. These are the two that I actually want to look at quite a bit. They are substring and instring. Okay. So substring goes in and takes part of a field. So I'm saying here with substring, go into date first. Start with character 4 and take 3 characters. So I looked at date first. Here's date first, and I wrote out the whole thing beside it. It says go into character 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and from there take 3 characters. So it took out J-U-L. It went into character 4, and it took out 3 characters. Now, every database, every language nowadays has this ability to do a substring. What you have to be careful of, and you have to check and experiment, is do they start counting with 0 or do they start counting with 1? Because some languages start counting with 0 and some languages start counting at 1. So if this started counting at zero, it would be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 would get me the U. So when I'm picking up a language, actually, that's not true. I try it with all languages now that I'm not working with right this minute because I forget which one starts with. But I always test it and see if I'm getting a start with zero or a start with one. And this tells me very easily when I do it. Okay. So I want to start with the fourth character and take the next three. Back when I was learning to program, they didn't have these lovely things. And we had to set everything up as an array, a one character array, and go into the array and count through. And it was a long, tedious piece of code that you had to write. Nowadays, they give you a function and you can write it very easily. Okay, so substring lets you extract part of the data. Now, when is this useful? Lots of times, ID numbers are made up of pieces of data. So your ID number for an inventory item might include different things. You might, you know, extract the department, the first two characters of the department name, and add in something else, and add in, and you concatenate a bunch of things together to make the ID. Okay, so I want to get the first two characters of the department name, or I want to get the fourth and fifth characters of the department name, and substring lets you do that. So substring lets you go in and extract. If you don't put the comma 3 in, it will extract everything from the fourth character to the end. If you put in how many characters you want to extract, then it will extract that number of characters. But if you don't tell it how many characters you want to extract, it extracts to the end. Okay, starting with character 4 and going to the end. Okay. So on the next one, I want to find where the lowercase e is. So I am looking for the lowercase e. So I said in string city. Look into city and find the lowercase e. So, and it, in this case, it finds the first one. So I say seekonk, it's the second character. In Providence, it's the seventh character. In Fall River, it's the ninth character. So it goes in and it finds a particular character. Okay. Now, on the homework that I have given you for this week, we are going to see something that anybody that's taken PHP has already done. Anybody that's had another language with me probably has already done it. But now you're going to do it in Oracle. What I always have people do is take a name, so I have last slash first, okay, so this could be Joe slash Susan, or it could be Brooks slash David, or it could be any series of names. So the name is stored in the format last slash first. And if there's a middle initial on there, that's fine. That might be a middle initial. First and middle. And it could be a whole middle name, it doesn't matter. So what you have to do, and it shows up on the second homework assignment, is you have to locate the slash. So that's what you would use in-string for. You're going to locate the slash. Okay? So once you've located the slash, what does that tell you about where the first name starts? After the slash, but the next character. So the first name starts after the slash, and it's the next character. So this is at the slash location plus one, right? So that one is at the slash location plus one. I find the location of the slash within the string, and I go to the slash location and add one to it, and that tells me where the first name starts. And what I want to do with this is flip these so that I want them to come out as Susan Doe and David M. Brooks, because I want to flip the names. So if I go in now, I know that the first name starts with David, starts with the slash, slash plus one, and I want to just go to the end so I don't give that a length, and that picks up the middle name. Go to the end up here would take five characters, down here it would take seven. So go to the end. Then when I want the first name starts with one, but I need to know here how many characters. So how many characters is the last name?
Six.
Yeah, no. You don't get to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you're telling the computer, because Susan Doe isn't six, right?
That's true.
So how do you tell the computer how many characters to take? Pardon?
Until it goes to the slash.
Until it goes to the slash, which means it's what? Slash location minus one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If the slash location for Susan Doe is four, then the number of characters is four minus one, or three. Okay? Slash location here is seven, and so seven minus one is six, which tells me how long the last name is. So now I have this super problem going on. Here's what InString looks like. Now all of this has to, in programming, when I write this in a programming language, I can write parts. I can say first name equals and I can figure out what the first name is. I can say last name equals and I can figure out what the last name is. And then I can say concatenate those two together and I can put it together. Okay. Oracle doesn't give you that luxury. I've got one select statement, and I've got to accomplish all of this with one select statement, okay? So within the select statement, I'm going to have a substring, and let's say I'm going in after the last name, I mean the first name. Okay, so what did we say we found? What did we say we needed to find the location of the first name? Of where the first name started?
One from the slash.
The slash. So I need to put in here the InString because it needs to find the slash. So within the substring, okay, the substring needs three things. I should have put the field name here first. Okay, the substring needs three things. First, it needs the field name. Then it needs the start. Okay, well, to get the start, I use InString. So I have to put the in string command in there, and the in string will get me the slash location, and then I add one to it, and that tells me where to start. This tells me the number of characters, and if I want to go to the end, leave it out to go to the end. And I want to go to the end, so I leave that out. So I'll put that in to get me my first name. Then I will concatenate that with a space. Then I will concatenate that with another substring, which will get me the last name. And that one is also going to have in string inserted in it. And that's all the hints I'm giving you.
That's a fun one.
Now you go and figure it out. Okay. Questions?
That's on the second assignment?
Yeah.
I just see you put,
that might be the
it should contain the name and the format, but I don't see you actually saying to flip it. Unless I can't read.
Well, unless I can't remember, and that's possible. But we'll go and take a look. Maybe I, for some reason, decided to put it in the third assignment, but I thought I put it in this one.
Up,
there. Second Oracle
yep.
assignment. Yeah, number three. Populate the table, and I told you to populate the table with that. And then delete, alter, do a search. You're right. Okay, it's on the third one. I remembered wrong.
Sorry.
No, I remembered wrong. It's coming up on the third one. What I remembered is you're creating the table here. And I said to be sure to put the name in with the slash. Then it's the third one that's coming up. So it's the assignment that's next where I'll have you do the flip.
Okay. That'll be a fun one.
So, you will do the flip, but apparently it doesn't look like it's on this assignment. It looks like I gave you another week.
When is this assignment due? Because I got the email saying that some people are having lunch.
Yeah, no, we can wait until Sunday.
Okay.
It was due today. The first assignment was due today. But I hadn't got to between, and I hadn't got to in, and those are both on that assignment. So basically, I'm saying Sunday for that assignment.
So for the second assignment, is it?
It's the following Sunday.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to Thursdays. But we spent a lot of time on logins on Tuesday, and so I got behind. Yeah.
And when is the quiz one due? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. So we're just delaying. I'm adding in 3 days for both week one and week two, and then we'll go back to Thursdays. So, here are, as I said, a bunch of them. Length returns the number of characters. Replace is kind of interesting, so we'll look at that. And sound X is bizarre. Okay, so length tells me the length of a field. Because remember, with var char 2, I can put in any number of characters. It does not, length excludes, length includes how many characters. Length gives me how many characters are in there. Okay? Var char 2 does not store embedded space on follow-up spaces. It does not store spaces at the end. So I can see that Stephen Daniels is 15, Susan Ash is 9, and that gives me the length of the names. Okay, replace lets me change something. But again, only for this query. Replace does not go in and change the data on the table. The only way you can change the data on the table is to do an update. And that is a very good thing, okay? You can only impact the table with specific instructions so that you don't accidentally mess up the table. Okay, so I'm saying select replace, and I want to replace the state if it's Massachusetts with TX for Texas. Okay, so now all of you who live in Massachusetts live in Texas. Okay, so I have now replaced, for the purposes of this particular query.
Okay, so the actual data is still...
The actual data is still Massachusetts, but for this particular query, I'm saying that you live in Texas.
So it's not a permanent change.
It's not a permanent change.
So we're going to have deep fried Oreos and whatnot.
Exactly. Okay, now this one is really, as I said, kind of bizarre. What I've got here is where sound X of city equals the sound X of Seekonk. And that does indeed find Seekonk.
That's messed up.
Okay, it does indeed find Seekonk. So I put in there that I wanted to find cities that sounded like S-E-A-C-O-N-C, and it actually came up with Seekonk. Now, I have honestly never ever used this, except in this particular example. But given my pronunciation, I probably shouldn't, because I am a true Yankee, and I mess my R's up all over the place, and I park my car in Harvard Yard, and they would never find anything that I would spell that had an R in it. But anyway, and in fact, people have trouble with when I have to write the word S-O-R-T on the board because I call it a sot. Go ahead.
One of my girlfriends came from Texas up here, and someone was saying car keys with a Bostonian accent, so she's like, are they looking for their pants?
Khakis.
Khakis, yeah.
I was like, you don't say it right, okay. Though. It's
khakis. Khakis. I know, but
you put too much of an R in yours.
And it was just like, I was going, I had to really enunciate it, like, car keys.
That's right. Now, I have a nephew, grandson, that's growing up in North Carolina. And he gets on my case for my car and all that good stuff.
Jury.
And finally, he's decided at age 5 that it's all right if I want to say it that way. So I am now allowed to say ka. Okay, that finishes us up. We will look at a little bit at numeric and date functions, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. They're there so that if you kind of should look through the list, and if I tell you to do something, you know, and it looks like it might need a function, go look up functions. I haven't even covered them all. I just kind of covered some obvious ones. But there's lists and lists of functions. So we are done.